coming into Hashem now, we're entering Yishtoshes Miagbola. We're coming to the great day, Kabbalah Satoya. Chag HaShvuis, the God says. Shaila is, you're so great. What does it mean to us? Shvuis. What's Shvuis? A few thousand years ago, we spoke about this 3 weeks ago. 2,000 years ago, our fathers, 47 years ago, our fathers gathered around Har Sinai and they accepted the Torah. And we know that Yom Tov is not just a commemoration, nor vos, it's reliving the actual event that took place. We all know. When we come to Shavuos, and it's as if, as we're told, it's as if we are being mekabel the Torah, it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing as what happened years ago. How do we know that? Because we all know that we don't have a choice. And the Eibishter came to Klal Yisrael and the other nations at that time and asked them, do you want to accept the Torah? Do you want to accept the Torah? And Klal Yisrael gladly said, Naseh v'nishma. Of the Maisa, we know that nowadays it doesn't work like that. We don't have to Naseh v'nishma, right? Said a couple of weeks ago, try it, right? Let's see. Tomorrow, a few nights, right? You have Motzei Shabbos, go ahead, say no, right? And then live the rest of your life, fine and dandy, have a party, 120, and see what happens. Come on. And they're going to say, hey, what happened to Torah and Mitzvahs? Like you forgot that you left something out of your life. They say, you're Jewish. And you say, no, when I was 20 years old, I came to Shavuos, and I said no. I didn't say Naseh v'nishma then. So I wasn't a Kabbalah to tell you what it was. Go ahead, try it. It's not going to work. It's not going to work, right? Because they tell us, it's not going to work. So it's not that we're coming again to Kabbalah Satoira, that we have a choice now. Nor vos. What does Shavuos mean to us? This is the Shaila. So we spoke out then. We said that etzem, the counting, the hachono of the Shavuos. That's why it's called Shavuos weeks. That's the name of the Yom Tov, based on the weeks. The coming preparations. That's what Shavuos is really based on. The hachonis that we're making. That's what we're reliving. We're making the hachonis. The Kabbalah Satoru. And now we're coming to Shlishis Me'agbola. What was that all about? As Moshe Rabbeinu came to Klal Yisrael, and he said, okay, the Eibishter wants to give you the Torah now. So the Seder, he's going to give it to me, and I'm going to give it over to you. Klal Yisrael says now. Okay? We don't want to hear from you. We want to hear from Rabbeinu Shalom. We want to hear from him himself. Moshe Rabbeinu went back and told the Eibishter, and the Rabbeinu Shalom said, the same, they want to hear from me, they need tell them to prepare themselves. They have to become the Madrega from Kedusha. And Klal Yisrael went and they made Achonus. They prepared Shloshes Me'agbola, they prepared the 3 days to make sure they came with Kedusha and Taira completely Tohor to Har Sinai. Now, what was this Kabbalah that they made? What was this Kabbalah Klal Yisrael came to? What was that? As the Gemara says in Nidah, we know from the Mavakish Chochmah, the Gemara says, how does a person become a Tzliach? It says, Mavakish, Misha Chochmah Shaloi. Daven to the Rebbeinu Shaloi, Misha Chochmah Shaloi. Rashi left it from there. That the Rebbeinu Shloim has an oitzer. The Rebbeinu Shloim has an oitzer. Where he gives special. The Chochmah comes from him alone. It's given over. Ki Hashem yitein Chochmah mipiv dasus vuna. We are zoichem and we learn Torah from the Rebbeinu Shloim alone with him. He's putting it into our mouths. He's putting it into our hearts. There's a skula I always say, shout out when I was younger. One of the, if you look at schoolers to remember, right? There's a lot of schoolers to remember. All types of schoolers, wuji, zahid. And then one of the schools that's brought down is Chazorah. Duh. If I chazer something 100 times, I'm going to remember it. I don't need a schooler for that. What are you taking credit for? A schooler. I did it myself. I learned over 100 times. In the chat they say, in the chat, a few different, brought down his songs from the belt of heaven. The chat is his name. Torah is beyond that. It's in subject. It's not something that the etzem is fathomable for the human mind, for the human heart. Even body to head. It's something that comes only with Siyata Deshmaya, help from the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's where we're able to understand it. That's how we're able to retain it. When you learn something and you understand it, you have to chat that the Eibishter just spoke to you. He just spoke to us. When you learn it, we don't take it for granted, because when I said about, I'm a Baal Kishon, I'm a smart guy. So I ran into it. I understood it because I worked on my brains, right? I spent the first 20 years of my life as a mechanic working on my brains, and I'm going to be a smart guy. The Rebbeinu Shalom just spoke to us. He gave us the Torah. That's what Klal Yisrael Mevakish. They don't want to learn Torah through any third party. They don't want it to be given over to a shliach. They want to learn Torah. They want Torah from the Rebbeinu Shalom. We have that through today. That's how we learn. Ki Hashem yitein chochum l'tiv da'asus v'unen. He can give it to anybody and anybody. He can give it to anybody and anybody. Just like he can write out a check as big as he wants to anybody, he can give as much chochum as he wants to. And what? What does he ask from us? We have to want it. If we don't want it, so he's not going to give it. Why should he want to give it? Because how does a person come to Mevakish? I'm not so interested, right? How do you make yourself interested? We all know the famous Chaim HaKadosh. If we don't know it, I always say the same, public speaking. Someone once told me he took a public speaking course. You're never supposed to say, we all know the famous, right? But we do that in Yeshivas HaMais. We all know the famous Chaim HaKadosh. V'somachto b'chol ha'toiv, says the Pasuk in Kisovu. V'somachto b'chol ha'toiv. What does it mean, v'somachto b'chol ha'toiv? What's toiv, says the Chaim HaKadosh? Ein toiv, elo, Torah. Torah is toiv. V'somachto b'chol ha'toiv. Says the Rechaim HaKadosh, Shem Hoi B'nei Odo Magishin Nesikas V'ayivis Toiv HaToiv, if a person really understood and felt the goodness in Torah, the Ziskait in Torah, Hoi Mishtagin U'mislat Nachareo, a person would go Meshuga, would go crazy, like a person goes crazy over a certain type of ice cream that was just made. I heard from a Rechaim Waxman, Gevaldik HaMoshel one time. He said, imagine, there was a new food in the world. You're walking down the streets and you see these people are pushing, going crazy over this food. You gotta try this, man. You gotta try this. So where do I get some? You go down the bike, make a right, and make a left, and then you go down this alleyway, and then you see a big guy. And you ask him to escort you into this room, and you go into this room, and you're gonna see the people are pushing, going crazy over this food. And he does it, And he sees people are bouncing off the walls. They take one bite and they're bouncing off the walls. Mishtagin! They're going Meshuggah. He says, me too. I also want a piece of this. Again, so they bring it in, they push down, and they serve you your mana. What's it called? Your order. No English anymore. And you take a bite, and you're ready, and you're waiting, and nothing happens. You're looking around, and everybody's bouncing off. Me too, I also. Nothing's happening. You don't feel anything, right? Now, half the world's going crazy over this thing, right? So you're not there going to say, I don't know what you people are talking about, this food is not good, right? You're not there going to try that, because they're going to laugh at you. There's something wrong with your taste buds, buddy. There's something wrong with you, right? The Samachta B'chol HaToyv says the Torah, we believe the Torah, right? If not, we can close this up, then we have to go to discovery. We all believe the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. We all believe he gave us the Torah, right? That's in a few days. We're going to commemorate that. We all believe the Torah says emes v'samachta b'chol ha'toyv. The Rechaim HaKodesh, we also believe. He says, if a person wouldn't believe, he wasn't selling his lokshin, Rabbi said. He said, I'm stagnant. You'd go meshuga if you really understood, if we appreciated the Torah from Torah. The Messiah is the Ziskait in Torah. Hello, what? We have to ask, what's wrong with us? Why don't I feel it? not enough healed. So sometimes the problem is, it's not that there's something wrong with our taste buds, or maybe we're eating not the right way. Sometimes the problem is we're focusing on other zachim. Our brains are, we have to know, a person has to know, our brains are really set for this type of learning, our brains are really set for that, for this. This is more enjoyable, this is unenjoyable. Up in the Maisa, a lot of times taste buds are numbed by outside zachen, right? My shver, he loves hot food. My shver can't get the soup, she's English. She can't get the soup into the bowl fast enough, mamish. He crushed it, he would eat it out of the pot if he could. Right? If the bowl sits for 2 minutes, it's too cold for him already. Mamish too cold for him. So we always ask him with tea, the same way, tea time. We always ask him, how do you taste anything? He says by now his tongue is made out of what's it called? It's like a piece of stone. It barely tastes. Eventually it burns, right? If a person puts fire into his mouth, it's going to ruin his taste buds. A person puts fire into his neshama. A person, let's say, doesn't polish enough his neshama, that it should be soft and zis, right? When you have hard feet, they say, right, you have to put the, what's it called, or hand cream on your hands when it's hard, and don't, you know how you're feeling, you have to put cream, you have to soften it up. You have to soften it so it can absorb properly. You can feel when you touch it. If we're not feeling our boisai, then we're doing something wrong to our neshamas. We have to open up a little bit, we have to open our hearts, we have to accept the Torah. We have to be makabel the Torah, so you're going to have a bakosha. I want to taste the Zizkeit. You have to really want to taste it, and you have to be willing to give up for it. We have to be willing to be moiser nefesh. Every time you ask him, what's his secret? Moiser nefesh. Moiser nefesh. When I was in yeshiva, there was a guy, everyone thought he was crazy. There was a guy who had a mishagas. He didn't eat out. He didn't eat out, he was in yeshiva, he only ate in yeshiva. In the mirror yeshiva, he ate in the mirror yeshiva. Why don't you go out there, have a good meal? He said, have a good meal. He says, that's my moiser nefesh. I want to learn right after that. This is my once a week, I give him serious. Every other day, okay, he was on a madriga. It wasn't hard for him to learn regular starting to go through the week. Shabbos, Epis, he gave that his serious nefesh was, and on Shabbos, he didn't eat out, so he could learn longer. He can have an extra hour of learning. Without the serious nefesh, I basically will not be able to accept it. A little bit. I'm not saying something so extreme. We have to eat out. Salvage meals. We have to do what we have to do. That's, we have to give ourselves what we need. In order we should have, right, the proper gashmias, in order we should be able to grow and steig. We can't lock ourselves in. But a little bit, a person has to look in on shvuos, the person has to look to say, in what area can I give just a little bit up? Some people, just the fact that they got on a plane, they came to Eretz Yisrael, they're sitting in yeshiva. I'm here, it's been due. I'm here. How I got here? I don't know. You know the Maisa, about the guy who, a rich guy, who made a contest. So he had a daughter to marry off, and he was offering a shidduch to his daughter, or nicely he threw in also two other prizes in a race. He made a race. He wanted to see what happens when people jump into a freezing ice-cold pool, right, and swim to the other side. Whoever can make it to the other side first wins the contest. And he gave three prizes in all. He chose either my daughter's hand in marriage, a rich guy, or 100 acres of place for some land, or whatever, 25,000 shares in episode stock. Right? So, Kitzer, all of a sudden the guy jumps into the swimming pool and ends up at the other end in 2.5 split seconds. Wow, record time. You walk up to the guy. Congratulations, sir, you won the contest. Now, what prize do you want? And he says to him, for the press, whatever they want, he says, I want to know who the guy is that pushed me into the water. Who pushed me into the water? Sometimes you end up in a great situation and you're not really sure how you got there, right? I'm saying, just the fact you got on a plane, you ended up in Eretz Yisrael, you're in yeshiva, I'm not sure exactly how I got here, but I'm here. This is my mysterious nefesh. Well, whatever, every person has to know their own. You have to look into yourself. That's so easy to go. Make a hachana for the Rebbe Yisrael. Make a hachana for Kabbalah Sefer. Look into yourself and see, how can we, in what area can we give up a little bit and show the Rebbe Yisrael, we're willing to give up. I'm willing to give up a little bit, mysterious nefesh. A little bit of serious nefesh Aber Eibishter, you have to do yours. I can't learn Torah. Shteit, I can't learn Torah, man. I can't understand speaking Torah, man. Everybody can learn. To come, to open up, to be there. That's all me. To make the start, that's me. That I'm willing to do. But to Shteit, to open up my mind, to open up my heart to Torah, I need help from the Eibishter. Ki Hashem yitein chochmo. Mipiv dasim svuna. I need help, Eibishter. Help me. Open up. But we have to make the first step. That's what Klal Yisrael did. Klal Yisrael came, they made the first step. They said, Eibishter, we want to hear from you. From you alone. And they thought I couldn't handle it. Right? But no. Pakan Nishmosom. Couldn't only Klal Yisrael drop. But they wanted to learn Torah from the Rabbani Shalom. We have to believe. The Etzem believe. That if we're willing to be Moshe Nefesh, if we're willing to give up for it, I feel it's hard, call us cholas cautious, it's hard, nothing comes from Tzad, but nothing good comes easy. Right? Money doesn't come easy, Torah also doesn't come easy. Nothing that a person really has a rotten for comes easy. Right? Nothing good comes easy. And this is something you have to be willing to take the first step. But everyone has to know that Eibishter is with us. He's holding our hands. His mom is holding our hands in this battle called life. But he has to know that you want to be with him. I want to be on your side. I want you to be on my side. That's what we have to ask. This is Shavuos. This is Akavos. A little bit, we want to give up for Torah. I want to be Makavos with him. And always remember, there was a word from Shmuel Birnbaum. It says that Rabbi Nishloim held a mountain over the Kalisol's head. After they already said Nasa Vinishma, and it's Kofar Aleim Haka Gigis. And he said, if you don't accept this Torah, Shom Teik, who else? I'm going to finish it. Drop the mountain. The Shaila is, why did he have to force them if they already said Nasa Vinishma? There are many answers to the Shaila. One Taisva says in Shabbos, Taisva says that the Rebbeinu Shalom was scared, he was afraid that if Klal Yisrael saw, once they saw the fires, the Klal Yisrael, the Brokos, the fire, the Eish, says Taisva. Once Klal Yisrael saw the Eish, they would get scared and they would back off. It's Frek Shmuel Birnbaum, Shiva from Mir. That's him. Finally, the one over there.
This is nephew.
And here we have a relative. I didn't want to embarrass him. Here we have a relative. A great nephew. Pride and Jesus. Frek Shmuel Birnbaum, so Abba Pshayli, he said, so why did they have to be Aish in the first place? Just make they shouldn't be Aish and then they wouldn't get scared, right? What do you have? Says it from Birnbaum. Torah on Eish, you understand Yiddish here? Torah without Eish is contingent. Says it's nothing. Torah has to be with Eish. It has to be with a fight. It has to be with fire. It has to be with the slavus. A person has to know he wants to learn Torah. He has to jump in. A little bit of life. With that, Beis Hashem, we shall be zoiche to come to Kabbalah Satoru and to ask the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Eibishter, please. Want, please give us the Torah, but we have to be willing to take it. We have to be willing to open ourselves up, to make ourselves open, clear, that we're able to be makabel. Remember we said a few weeks ago, a cup can only hold what it contains. A cup, right, the airspace that it contains, that's all it can hold. We can only hold what we allow ourselves to hold in us. We have to make us a clear that's able to be makabel, that the Rebbeinu Shalom is able to give us. Thank you.